The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover, each and every Tuesday. I enjoy this. The doctor is in, the good doctor, Dr. Holly McKenna. Jordan, the intern, are you ready? Sit back, relax, and put your feet up. Take your shoes off. Don't get the couch dirty. Doctor, how are you this afternoon?
I am doing very well. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. And you know who else is doing well?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, doing fantastic. Why don't you tell the good doctor why you're doing fantastic?
Well, I had a little time off. Mm-hmm. After the show Friday, I went to Pensacola, my buddy's condo. They don't rent it out, so it was a safe environment. So they only been going.
Okay, yeah.
And we just went back and forth to the beach, kept our distance from everyone else.
Wow.
And just had an amazing weekend.
A little sunshine, the sound of the water. Isn't that nice? You know,
yes.
Look, with integrative psychiatry, you always say that a lot of times your environment can sort of help you a little bit too as well. He's all calm. He was happy. And, you know, it's amazing when you find, I guess, peace or just, I guess, calmness sometimes. It can kind of there's something to that saying, doctor, of refreshing yourself or kind of reinvigorating yourself a bit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, now Jordan can just close his eyes and picture it. Even as you're describing it, I can hear the waves and feel the breeze.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And there's some real power in that for sure. And any way that we can kind of spice up our environment in a way that's going to be supportive of our well-being is always a good thing, whether it be being able to actually go someplace like the beach or just like adding a plant or sitting closer to a window or having a chair that's more supportive of our back. Like whatever we can do with our environment, that's definitely going to help us with our mind-body health.
Because we've talked about this, I want to say, in another conversation where you said, like, sit by a window or look outside or go take a break, especially if you're working from home. And Holly, obviously, the numbers are the numbers, and we've kind of gone backwards in certain instances. And look, with schools mainly looks like not going to probably open till September fully, if that happens, we're going to be doing what we did back in March and April, balancing work life at home, and here kind of we go again.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because usually when school starts, that is something that kind of triggers all of us to be more in like fall mode and like our behaviors change. We maybe get more productive at work and more focused, and summertime is put behind us. But yeah, as you said, like schools are starting, but it's starting in a different kind of way. Maybe it looks a little different. Maybe it's not starting until after Labor Day, just depending on, you know, where you happen to be located. And so everything is different. And for a lot of us, myself included, we're still teleworking. So trying to balance that, you know, I literally just before this was on a Zoom call and my phone started doing the ring that happens when my kids are calling using one of their devices.
Right.
And lo and behold, I get a FaceTime from my husband because Mr. Man ain't happy because mom doesn't have time to stop and talk to him. So, you know, these are things that are now probably more a part of our lives than were before. And are things I think working parents like us are more willing to talk about, because I think it's always been a stressor. But now that everybody is seeing each other's living rooms because of this teleworking and maybe seeing the spouse in the background who doesn't know you're on a call walking in their underwear or whatever they may have on, hopefully, people are recognizing that we're all human beings and we all have things happen. And so in some ways it's freeing, but in other ways it makes it really difficult to kind of draw that boundary between work life and home life. And that's where stress can really increase if you're not able to do that for yourself.
Speaking with Dr. Holly McKenna, as always on Tuesdays, we enjoy our conversation. You know, whether it's a brief little weekend vacation, sort of like Jordan did, or stepping outside, sitting by the window and balancing those things, especially if you're working from home and balancing work life and home life like we're talking about, well, what are some other little things you can sort of do, like that we went over back, months ago, right? Weeks ago.
Yeah.
Taking a walk when you're done, like, you know, when the other spouse comes in and relieves you a bit, you can go take a walk, or maybe all three of us can go take a walk, things like that. What are some other things you can sort of do if you can't be like Jordan, go to the beach?
Right. I mean, a lot of it will be looking at your workspace. Maybe now's the time to revisit your workspace, because when you initially set it up, you thought it was just going to be for a couple of months. And now maybe it's a little longer. Looking at what you're, how you're sitting, looking at maybe if you have a standing desk, at how you can vary your positioning during the day and using some ergonomics to really be more friendly to your body, but also looking at the boundaries that you set around that space. So maybe when you are sitting in that area of the house, that's when you're working. But come 4 or 5 o'clock, whatever time your workday normally ends, then you close the door and go on to being in your personal life. I think, you know, part of why bosses and organizations are okay with telework is because what happens is people want to be present. And there's a thing that happens called presenteeism, where people will go to work, quote unquote, even when they're sick, or even when their kid is sick, or their spouse, or what have you, because, well, it's just in the other part of the house, so I might as well go do what I'm going to do. Whereas if you were actually going to an office, you probably wouldn't do that because you don't feel well, the kid doesn't feel well, what have you. So being aware of how you're maybe muddying the waters between work and home life mm-hmm. is really important. It's okay to take a mental health day. And to actually take one, not just take one in your mind, but actually take the day off and not do work that day and do like hopefully Jordan did. Don't bring your computer. Don't do anything and chill out. Have a good day. Not working. That's okay.
Look, I normally on weekend trips or something, it's sort of hard. I sort of had to do that. I've gotten better at it. And I think, Holly, having kids helps that because you really don't have a choice sometimes. you're attending, you know, or you're being asked to play and stuff. But man, that is so true. If you do either take a mental health day or hour or minute or a walk or something, you have to. If not, it starts to catch up to you.
Oh, absolutely. You really have to think about who is it that's doing all the things, and that's you. So you need to do some self-care. Like you need to look at what your diet is like. It's time to abandon the hurricane slash COVID diet of, you know, all the foods that we don't necessarily eat that aren't so good for us because we're in a moment of stress mm-hmm. and go back to adding more vegetables and having a more balanced plate and being mindful if we have things that maybe aren't going to help us feel so good. And then looking at our sleep, looking, like you said, at our exercise, something people can do that's really rather simple is having a Fitbit or some type of device, like a lot of our phones or, you know, some of the smartwatches and what have you will tell you how many steps you have during the day. Maybe becoming more mindful of that. And like you said, setting an alarm so every hour you're getting up and walking around or even going so far as to go outside and get some of that sunshine and walk around the block or spend some time in your yard or whatever it may be. To vary your day, help your body stay moving and not be so stuck in one space looking at the computer, because that's not going to be helpful to you or really to your productivity, because it's really going to wear you down.
That is true. And I still remember from our earlier conversations as well that kind of light and stuff cannot work in your favor when you're trying to go to sleep early or not early. Or
I love that you listen to me.
I do.
You're
I
such
pay
a good
attention.
Patient.
No, look, I'm telling you, I've applied so much of that during my day-to-day life. It's incredible. Sort of need so. Not true. What do we get when we go over to Dara Wellness, Nola? We can get all kind of info?
Yeah, so I have a space, like a media space that has a number of YouTube videos. Exercises you can do when you're in your office space that don't take very long. There's also information there for first responders with some ideas of things they can do for stress reduction and how they can contact me if they want to see me one-to-one. Mm-hmm. I encourage people to go on over. I actually also have a free guide there for folks who maybe found that social media has gotten to be too much. There's a way to sign up for that guide and get it for free on how to maybe balance that also within your lives. But before I get off, I would be a terrible friend and mother if I didn't say happy birthday to Anna as part of our work-life balance, and hello to Mr. Man and as Todd calls her whole world, because I adore them, but they are missing mommy today, and I just want them to know Aww. That I love them and I'll be home soon.
I hear you. Believe me, I get it all the time, and we only had 4 takes today. It only took 4 takes to get the birthday video out that we could put on Facebook. So when you see that video, 4 takes. That's what it was.
I'm sure she looks adorable.
It's awesome. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it, Holly.
Absolutely. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yep, thank you. All right, Dr. McKenna is the way to follow over on Twitter. Dr. McKenna. That's Jordan. My evening is nowhere near done. Got fillets to cook. My mashed potatoes, little asparagus, all on the grill. Mm-hmm. Ready to go. After I pick him up from where he's at, and then got to go get roses and then wine. And I got a long afternoon and evening coming my way. So.
Good luck.
Yeah, well,
good luck.
No,
may the odds
may
be,
the odds
in your
be my favor. I got you. Sports Hangover continues. They're underway. Dallas, Sacramento. Oh, no. A.K.A. the Golden State Warriors. Threes raining down from the Kings. We'll give you a live score update when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.